This is KUT. The state of Texas is gearing up for Zika. Last week, lawmakers asked state health officials to come up with a clear and concise plan for dealing with a possible outbreak. Even though leaders are on high alert, experts warn there are some underlying healthcare access issues in Texas that could make dealing with Zika difficult. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
Texas is at high risk for transmission of Zika this mosquito season. There's no getting around that. We have lots of the creatures that transmit it, the Aedes aegypti mosquito. And of course, there are people here in Texas who are going to travel to a country with Zika. The biggest worry right now is what this means for women who are pregnant or could get pregnant in the coming months.
Zika virus is really most concerning in the pregnant population. In the non-pregnant population, it's not, at this point, perceived to be a large risk.
That's Dr. Ted Held. He's the director of reproductive health at the People's Community Clinic here in Austin. He explains the Zika virus is known to cause some serious birth defects, some fatal. So that's what he's worried about. Held says on the bright side, state health officials have been making plans.
I do feel like the state's done a great job at being prepared. That being said, you can only be so prepared. None of us, I think, have any certainty about how large the epidemic will or won't be.
All we have right now are estimates of what the scale of this problem could be. Researchers at the left-leaning Center for American Progress ran some numbers. They estimated in all the states with the Aedes aegypti mosquito, a total of 2 million women will likely be pregnant during mosquito season. In Texas alone, they estimated almost 500,000 women. And reproductive health advocates say this could put the state's healthcare infrastructure to the test.
This current public health crisis really highlights a longstanding neglect of women's health and autonomy.
Kinsey Hasted works with the Guttmacher Institute, which studies issues related to reproductive health care. She says in countries battling Zika, like Brazil, the virus has exposed some realities about the state of those services. Hasted says if Zika gets into the state's mosquito population, there may be similar issues here.
Texas has a lot of pretty negative indicators for sexual and reproductive health. Of course, it has the highest proportion of uninsured women of reproductive age of any state in the country. It also is in the top 10 of states with the highest unintended pregnancy rate in the country.
Dr. Ted Held is concerned about this, too. He explains when it comes to access to health care in Texas, there's a big difference for women who are currently pregnant and women who aren't but could get pregnant. And with Zika, Held says that gap needs to be treated like a public health concern.
The response to Zika, if it is to be effective, really needs to include a robust component of reproductive health.
Held says this is where family planning, being able to avoid getting pregnant if it's not in your plans, becomes really important.
Half of all pregnancies that are conceived in Texas are unintended. So in the face of Zika virus infection, that's a little bit of a concern. If it becomes a more epidemic-type infection.
And family planning for low-income women, especially women without health insurance, has a checkered past here in Texas. State lawmakers slashed funding and restructured its family planning program a couple of years ago. It made getting things like contraception much harder for some women. The state recently started fixing that problem, but lawmakers also made access to abortion more difficult. Kinsey Hasted with the Guttmacher Institute says the state also missed an opportunity to make sure low-income women of reproductive age have health insurance when it refused to expand Medicaid in the state. All in all, she says the state may have set itself up for some of the same problems other countries are facing.
And so it certainly raises a concern, and the potential for Zika hitting these parts of the country, including Texas, raises a flag and has brought a lot of these issues to the fore. But it is unfortunate that it just is another highlight of longstanding neglect for these policies that could have really advanced women's access to coverage and care.
At the People's Community Clinic, Dr. Held has tested about a dozen at-risk pregnant women so far. He says thankfully none have tested positive for the virus. He says it's good there are plans in place, but we'll just have to see how things shake out.
I think only time will tell whether the resources are going to be there to meet the challenge, because we don't know what the challenge is going to be.
So far, the state of Texas has reported one confirmed case of Zika in a pregnant woman to the CDC. According to the state health department, there have been 12 additional pregnancies in Texas with laboratory evidence of Zika infection. But further testing has come back inconclusive. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.